What if we lose power and we can't run our pumps? Try to drain as much of the water out of the pumps and out of the filter and out of the heater, the stuff that's sitting on your equipment pad that's exposed. So first of all the pumps, open up the pump lids and take off the lid. That there alone is going to help drain water out of the pumps, out of your filter, and all of that. On your filter, you want to open the air relief valve after you've opened that pump lid, and you'll hear the water. It'll start sucking air, and that water will start draining down. You'll see it draining back down towards the pool, and that's a good thing. Once that's all kind of settled down, then look underneath your pump, the pump pot, that's where the basket is, and also the volute, that's where the motor connects to the pump. You're going to find somewhere there's a little plug, and most of these plugs, you can just unscrew them with your fingers. Unscrew those plugs, and the water that's in the volute, that's the part that attaches to the motor, the rest of the water that's in the pump pot, that's where the basket is, will drain out. Now you don't have to worry. You don't have any water in there to freeze. Because what happens is when there's water in there and it freezes, what happens to water when it freezes? It expands. And that's what busts everything. There's also going to be a drain at your heater where the pipes go in to the heater, usually right underneath there. Just look at that little manifold where those pipes are going in, and you'll find a drain. Go ahead and open up that drain. That'll drain the water out of the heat exchanger and the manifolds. That'll prevent the water from freezing in there. A lot of you have fill lines that go to the automatic filling device. Those lines are full of water all the time. You have the anti-siphon right there at the valve. All of that's got water in it. You want to wrap those, and that way it'll help to prevent freezing on that, because you don't want to wake up Tuesday morning to water squirting everywhere or a big frozen tundra.